maybe she'll show up to Red, White, and Boom like Bradley Cooper showed up to Lady Gaga's concert.
I don't know if Allie Brooke would like that.
What's that?
I don't know if Allie Brooke would like that. We did just announce.
That's right.
Yeah, we did just announce Red, White, and Boom 2019 yesterday. It is going to have Bozzy and Lizzo, Allie Brooke, formerly of Fifth Harmony, and Betty Who. It's going to be on Friday, June 21st, which is my son's birthday, by the way, at Arbus Bank Theater at the Midland. Now, we're going to have a limited presale where tickets are only $9.33.
Don't go quick,
there's 933 of them, and they're $19.33. So you want to jump on that. The presale will start tomorrow at 10 a.m., and you just need the code MIX, M-I-X, and all the details are at mix93.com.
What I love about this show is every artist has a different crowd.
Yeah, different fan base.
Yeah, it's so exciting. Like, I've been a Betty Who fan for a long time. Mm-hmm. Was it last year she did the Queer Eye song for the TV show?
Yeah, the theme song, right?
The theme song, yes.
Season three now? However many seasons. This entire new version of it has always been the same, I believe.
And it's just kind of neat to hear the song. And then Lizzo, a big star at South by Southwest, which, by the way, I had so many people come up to me yesterday, okay, about four, talking about our interview, Henry Winkler, yesterday.
Well, hold on. Did he just say I had so many people come up to me about four?
At least I admitted it. But they were talking about how cool it was what Henry Winkler did at South by South by.
South by Southwest, yeah. He went to do like an acting workshop.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Which, if you don't know, in his hit HBO show, Barry, which comes back on the 31st, he plays an acting teacher.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was one of the best interviews I've had in my radio career. I just think this guy is so amazing, what he's done his entire life.
Yeah, he'll be at Planet Comic-Con this weekend.
All right, Tara, coming up in a few minutes, our very first caller of the day. What do we have?
We have a family four-pack of tickets to go see Disney on Ice.
That'll be in minutes.
Mix 93.3, Kansas City's number one hit music station. Paparazzi ain't got nothing on this girl. Teresa's tabloid trash.
Everyone is talking about what Apple unveiled. Well, four.
That was amazing.
Apple's unveiling their revamped video streaming service. Oprah Winfrey was at the star-studded event yesterday where she touted the opportunities that Apple is presenting.
We have this unique opportunity to rise to our best selves in how we use and choose to use both our technology and our humanity.
Oprah announced her book club will be part of Apple TV Plus, which will include original video content produced by Apple, Steven Spielberg, Reese Witherspoon, Steve Carell, Jennifer Aniston. They were also at the event to talk about their upcoming Apple productions. Jennifer Aniston talked with Reese and thanked Apple for giving them a platform for their new show.
Reese and I are so proud to be a part of this exciting launch with Apple, officially announcing our new project, The Morning Show.
It's a TV show about a morning show called The Morning Show.
I'm already in. Yep. Tell me no more details and I'm there.
They also unveiled Apple Arcade, a game subscription service for iOS, Mac, and Apple TV, where users will be able to try a host of games across all their Apple devices. The company surprised the tech world and announced the new Apple Card credit card. Apple officials say the card will improve things about the credit card experience with simpler applications, no fees, and better rewards.
I remember when Apple TV first came out. They were a platform that you had Netflix. You had everything that they're doing. Mm-hmm. They probably realized, wow, what we did wrong? This is crazy.
Well, they have original programming too.
Yes.
Yeah. Justin Bieber has been sleeping in a hyperbaric therapy tube, which increases the amount of oxygen in the body, and it's reportedly used for PTSD sufferers. It can also be used for like a lot of athletes who suffer from joint pain and things like that. Justin has been struggling with mental health issues lately, and a tube like this one rents for about $820 a month, or I'm assuming somebody like Justin can afford to just buy one. He also says he's taking a break from music. In an Instagram post yesterday, he announced he's going to take time to repair some of the deep-rooted issues he has so he doesn't fall apart and so he can sustain his marriage and be the father he wants to be. He added that nothing comes before his family and his health. He also assured everyone that he will release a new album as soon as possible. He's not doing well, guys.
No,
he sounds like he's depressed and really struggling with his mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure people are going to be like, oh, he's unhappy with his marriage. I don't think that's what it is. I think he was going through this before he got married. I feel like he's been soul searching for about the last few years. Don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. Breaks my heart.
It is. It's kind of sad. I really hope that he finds what he needs to be happy. Actress Mandy Moore now has her own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Her This Is Us co-stars were on hand to support her at her star ceremony yesterday. Moore's A Walk to Remember co-star Shane West was also there to deliver a heartfelt speech. And then she shared a photo on Instagram of the two of them recreating their Walk to Remember movie poster and wrote that stars have always been their thing.
I saw this and it made me smile and I look at her. She's as beautiful as she was the very first time we met her when she was like, what, 14
She was 15 years old, and she had bleach blonde hair. Yes. We did a bowling party with her in Virginia Beach. She was absolutely adorable.
Adorable.
I got to tell you, Walk to Remember is a garbage movie, though. I cry my eyes out.
Oh, that means it's good.
I hate to cry.
And the Jonas Brothers are reportedly working on their next music video already. Nick, Joe, and Kevin were photographed shooting a video in Miami. They were seen on a yacht wearing bright pastel tuxedos. There's some stuff on Instagram where they're just wearing regular clothes and they're just kind of dancing on top of this boat. The brothers have not announced any upcoming new songs. They just released their new comeback single, Sucker, earlier this month, which debuted on the top of the Billboard Hot 100 and notched them their very first number one, obviously making them enough money that Nick Jonas bought his new wife, Priyanka Chopra, a Maybach.
Jeez.
Tabloid Trash brought to you by Raising Cane's, proud partner of Lemonade Day, a program teaching kids the power of entrepreneurship. Learn more and sign up a child for free at RaisingCane's.com/Lemonade Day.
It's back. It's back. A true Kansas City tradition. Mix 93.3's Red. Red. White. White. And boom.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Friday, June 21st at Arvis Bank Theater at the Midland, featuring Best New Artist nominee, hey. Bozzy.
What's up, everybody? I'm Bozzy. I'm Bozzy.
Beautiful, 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 beautiful.
Bozzy.
Hands on your body. I don't want to waste no time.
Also featuring rising superstar, Lizzo. Lizzo. Formerly of Fifth Harmony, Allie Brooke.
Allie Brooke. Really get to know me. Low key, you should really get to know me.
And Australian-born. Betty Who. Discounted pre-sale tickets at Mix93.com for just $19.33 this Wednesday and Thursday while they last. Just use code MIX. Mix93.3's Red, Red, White, White, and Boom, Boom. June 21st at Arvis Bank Theater at the Midland. Powered by Cable Dahmer Automotive Group and Neil Harris Service Experts.